and how that spaciousness feels natural, doesn't feel like some tremendous foreign space. So as you fall into yourself, as that spaciousness occurs, and as you feel it with whatever sense of it comes to you, understand in this moment that all of that, whatever it is right now, is your perception of it, which always includes, part and parcel, an interpretation. And an interpretation is a concept. So see if you can let yourself expand beyond the concept, beyond the interpretation. See if you can grope your way, feel your way, sense your way through it, so that whatever the concept is, whatever your interpretation of this moment of experience, whatever that says, see if you can absolutely forget about it and just experience without interpreting. Just feel without giving it an inner dialogue. And even if an inner dialogue happens, even if a sentence comes up, even if you say something to yourself to simply not believe it, to disregard it, and feel more deeply, your living nature beyond any words possible, beyond any interpretation you give it. To feel as sincerely as you can the livingness, the aliveness where you sit without imposing a meaning on it, without giving a name to it, without trying to go beyond anything, but simply to experience what's there right now where you sit, and then disregarding any thought about it, any labeling of it. See if you can simply bracket, put aside any thought or label that comes, any word that comes, and just experience it more essentially. The same way as a flower is what it is, whether you call it a flower or not. Take the word flower out, and for the first time you see the real beauty of it. The word obscures. So take out all the words in this moment and see what there is to be seen, feel what there is to be felt. Wordlessly. Forget about going beyond the mind, because seeing beyond the words is going beyond the mind. It's not as long a trip as you think. And whatever it is right now that you're sensing, whatever it is right now that you're feeling, whatever it is right now that you're keyed into, to whatever degree, is there any way in the world that you could say it belongs to you?